Going to now continue with Senate Bill 1067, and I'm going to ask the good Vice Chairman to lead us through this because Candy was here the very first day I was back, and I was still a little weak and didn't make it through the whole hearing. So I apologize to you, Candy, for not being there and being here, and we'll let the Vice Chairman lead us through this discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Candy, you might want to turn your microphone on. It's not... There's a little switch. There you go. If you could just maybe explain to us, summarize what the bill does, and then we had some questions. Maybe if you could just address the questions that you recall, and then we can continue from there.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come back. This Senate Bill 1067 relates to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act. On September 18, 2014, Congress passed the Prevent Sex Trafficking and Strengthening Families Act, which included the requirement for all states to enact the 2008 amendments to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act, also known as UIFSA, during their 2015 legislative session. Part of this bill incorporates provisions of the 2007 Hague Convention on International Recovery of Child Support and Family Maintenance and is intended to improve the enforcement of American child support orders abroad. In addition, the amendments include some minor technical corrections. All 50 states must enact UIFSA 2008 in a verbatim manner for the United States to participate and obtain the benefits of the Hague Convention. Currently, 32 other countries have ratified, which I did provide those countries. And these amendments were drafted and are endorsed by the Uniform Law Commission, which I have worked closely with. And also, we have spoken with the courts, and Judge David Day was reviewing the amendments, and I have heard no concerns from him at this point. So back to the questions that were voiced that day. I actually did go back and listen to the hearing of the day, which was an interesting concept. But it made it very easy for me to be able to find some of the questions. So I have answers to the questions, which I believe are attached to your agenda. But if you'd like me to, I can go through the major questions that I've found on there. Okay, so the questions that I found, the first one, does the wording in this legislation have to be verbatim? All states must enact UIFSA 2008 legislation verbatim. That is part of the letter that I provided from the Health and Human Services. Are we broadening the current requirements to now include foreign countries? Those requirements were already extended to foreign countries in our existing Idaho Code, Section 7-1002 through 7-1057, already applied to foreign countries that have direct reciprocating agreements with either Idaho or the United States. We are now treating foreign countries as states. No, the stricken language in the previous definition of state that is being removed on page 5, line 46, through page 6, line 3, already included foreign countries. And does the adoption of the Hague Convention on International Recovery and other forms of family maintenance significantly change the application of UIFSA? And sections 1058 through 1071, which are the new sections, are the only sections specifically addressing the handling of Hague Convention orders and Hague Convention countries. Other reciprocating countries are still handled on equal footing with other states through the previously existing statutory framework. Would this bind Idaho courts to register and enforce a support order that would be manifestly unjust under Idaho law? Section 7-1066, subpart 2, outlines the grounds where an Idaho court could refuse to recognize or register a convention support order. One of those reasons is if the enforcement of that order manifestly is incompatible with public policy. And what is a quasi-judicial body? That relates to administrative or executive bodies that have been given authority to issue support orders under the laws of a state or foreign country. And the example is Washington has non-judicial referees or special masters who are given the authority to issue administrative support orders. And then what countries are participating in The Hague? And I have listed those countries. And the convention of the 23rd of November 2007 on international recovery is when those countries actually signed. And per the information I received from the Uniform Law Commission, no countries have been added since then. So that's the answers to the questions. And
thank you, Candy. And I think it was important for us to read those questions and then the answers so if someone else goes to review the audio, then they'll understand it and they won't have to have this document before them.
Exactly.
Do we have any questions for Candy regarding Senate Bill 1067? Senator Davis and Senator Sousa have joined us, too. You might want to note that, Carol. Is there anyone else here to discuss?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess a question I might have is just if Candy could just explain a little bit more about the funds that are at risk if we don't put this in effect by July of this year.
Candy?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Johnson, the information I received from the Department of Health and Human Services, Child Support Division, Office of Child Support Enforcement, specifically lists the funds that are at risk, and those funds are any funds that are associated with having a child support program. So if we don't put that in place by July of this year, then we would be out of compliance with our state plan, which is a federal requirement. You must have a state plan, and your state plan has to include certain things. If you don't have an authorized state plan, then your child support program is not authorized. So that's the first sum of money that they list. If you're looking at the letter from the Department of Health and Human Services, it's 1, 2, the fifth paragraph down, it specifically talks to having that approved state plan and the funding that is specific to the child support program. They list the federal funds. Child support does have a match rate of 66% federal, 34% state. So that is the total dollars, federal dollars. The very next paragraph, if you turn to the back of the page or the next page, specifically speaks to the TANF block grant, which child support program is a requirement under the TANF block grant, and therefore it puts in jeopardy the entire TANF block grant, which as of 2012, according to this information, was about $30.5 million.
Thank you, Candy. Other questions? Want to follow up, Senator Johnson? Thank you, Candy. And we don't have anybody listed that would like to discuss Senate Bill 1067. Is there anyone in the room that might have missed the sign-up sheet? Okay, committee, Senate Bill 1067 is before us. What's your pleasure? Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to print Senate Bill 1067.
Senator, the bill is...
Send it to the floor if they do pass, pardon me.
Okay. Do we have a second? Senator Davis seconds the motion to send to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes. We'll send Senate Bill 1067 to the floor with a due pass. Thank you, Candy. Appreciate your help.